14.
Text 1. I didn't expect to see you today. So, how was your holiday?
Not bad. The hotel was the first class, and the food couldn't be better. But the weather was not as expected. I stayed in the hotel most of the time. Text 2. What pet would you like? I think a parrot would be great.
But it's noisy. What about rabbits? They don't make any noise, do they?
Rabbits? What on earth?
Just kidding. What I really want is a dog.
Text 3. Hi, George. This is Mary. I'm afraid we have to change the arrangement we made yesterday. My Aunt Lucy is ill, so I must visit her in the hospital. We can still meet in the same place, but later at 8 o'clock. Give me a ring if you can make it.
Text 4. I've really been looking forward to this film for ages. The reviews say there's even more action than in other films.
They say it's just as funny as before. I believe we'll have a few laughs. I really don't like films with sad endings. But the queue to get the tickets is horribly long.
Text 5. We earn the same, but I find it impossible to save a penny.
First, you should arrange your finances carefully. Work out how much you can save by writing down the money you must spend. Then allow a certain amount for the unnecessary things. Text 6. Good morning, sir. Can I help you?
Yes, I bought this watch here last Monday and it stopped working.
Do you have the receipt?
Yes, here it is.
Okay, we'll have it checked and repaired.
How long will that take?
Your watch should be ready next Tuesday.
Can I have it this Friday?
Sorry, it usually takes 4 or 5 days.
But that's far too long. May I speak to the manager, please?
Good morning, sir. Can I help you?
Yes, I bought this watch here last Monday and it stopped working.
Do you have the receipt?
Yes, here it is.
Okay, we'll have it checked and repaired.
How long will that take?
Your watch should be ready next Tuesday.
Can I have it this Friday?
Sorry, it usually takes 4 or 5 days.
But that's far too long. May I speak to the manager, please?
Text 7. You're not very talkative today, Eric. What's up?
Nothing, Kathy. I'm just feeling pretty tired because I spent hours sitting in traffic jams today. I had to go into the city center.
You couldn't have picked a worse day to drive into the center. There was a transport strike. Didn't you listen to the news?
Now I understand. I thought it was strange that there were no buses around. Anyway, I didn't have a choice. So, how did you handle today? You work in the center, don't you?
Yes, but I got a lift from Lily. We left home much earlier than usual to avoid the rush hour traffic, and we left work early, too. You're not very talkative today, Eric. What's up?
Nothing, Kathy. I'm just feeling pretty tired because I spent hours sitting in traffic jams today. I had to go into the city center.
You couldn't have picked a worse day to drive into the center. There was a transport strike. Didn't you listen to the news?
Now I understand. I thought it was strange that there were no buses around. Anyway, I didn't have a choice. So, how did you handle today? You work in the center, don't you?
Yes, but I got a lift from Lily. We left home much earlier than usual to avoid the rush hour traffic, and we left work early, too.
Text 8. Hello, this is Martin.
Hello, Martin. This is Tanya. There have been some changes for the meeting tomorrow.
Okay, I'll get a pen to write the information down.
The meeting is being held at the Wilton Hotel, not the City Library. The next thing is your speech. You'll need some more copies of the report to hand out. How many have you got?
Exactly 50.
Well, according to my information, there'll be 60 people attending the meeting, I'm afraid.
Fine, I can do that. I'll prepare 70 copies. I'll drop in at the office on my way to the coach station.
Thanks a lot, and sorry for bothering you so much.
Hello, this is Martin.
Hello, Martin. This is Tanya. There have been some changes for the meeting tomorrow.
Okay, I'll get a pen to write the information down.
The meeting is being held at the Wilton Hotel, not the City Library. The next thing is your speech. You'll need some more copies of the report to hand out. How many have you got?
Exactly 50.
Well, according to my information, there'll be 60 people attending the meeting, I'm afraid.
Fine, I can do that. I'll prepare 70 copies. I'll drop in at the office on my way to the coach station.
Thanks a lot, and sorry for bothering you so much.
Text 9. Hi, Alice. Where were you at the weekend?
I did some walking up on the mountain in Scotland.
Did you go by yourself?
No, I went with Tina. It was great to get away from the dirt and noise of the city.
It must have cost quite a bit.
It wasn't too expensive. We went there by train and we got cheap tickets for students.
What about the hotel? They are never cheap. Don't tell me you took a tent with you.
No, we stayed in a tree house, which has low cost.
Were you alone in the tree house? It must be frightening in there at night.
No, we were fine. Because it was a weekend, there were quite a few other walkers around, and it was amazing. Why don't you join us next time? You'd enjoy it.
Wasn't it tiring?
Not at all.
Hi, Alice. Where were you at the weekend?
I did some walking up on the mountain in Scotland.
Did you go by yourself?
No, I went with Tina. It was great to get away from the dirt and noise of the city.
It must have cost quite a bit.
It wasn't too expensive. We went there by train and we got cheap tickets for students.
What about the hotel? They are never cheap. Don't tell me you took a tent with you.
No, we stayed in a tree house, which has low cost.
Were you alone in the tree house? It must be frightening in there at night.
No, we were fine. Because it was a weekend, there were quite a few other walkers around, and it was amazing. Why don't you join us next time? You'd enjoy it.
Wasn't it tiring?
Not at all.
Text 10. Hello, everyone. Welcome to Master Chef. Today is Sunday, April 10th. Our sweet recipe for today is apple snow. It's a traditional West Country dish. The recipe was sent in by Mr. Tom Smith from Boston. Now, this is what you need. 700 grams of apples, 100 grams of sugar, 2 large eggs, and 1/3 cup of water. And this is what you do. Cut the apples and put them in a pan with water. Cook the apples gently until they are soft. Then beat in the sugar until the mixture is smooth. Separate the eggs and beat the whites into the mixture. Finally, you place the snow into 4 individual glass serving dishes, which you decorate with fruit. Now a mouth-watering dish is ready. Do you have a recipe to share? If you do, please send it to Master Chef. Thank you. Hello, everyone. Welcome to Master Chef. Today is Sunday, April 10th. Our sweet recipe for today is apple snow. It's a traditional West Country dish. The recipe was sent in by Mr. Tom Smith from Boston. Now, this is what you need. 700 grams of apples, 100 grams of sugar, 2 large eggs, and 1/3 cup of water. And this is what you do. Cut the apples and put them in a pan with water. Cook the apples gently until they are soft. Then beat in the sugar until the mixture is smooth. Separate the eggs and beat the whites into the mixture. Finally, you place the snow into 4 individual glass serving dishes, which you decorate with fruit. Now a mouth-watering dish is ready. Do you have a recipe to share? If you do, please send it to Master Chef. Thank you.